Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. We glorify your name. You are worthy. There's none like you, Lord. We exalt you on today. Hallelujah. We exalt you. You are worthy, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We love you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's none like you. We love you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You alone are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We exalt you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For more, This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I pray and believe that you are praising and praying to God, and we are going to pray to God on tonight because, hallelujah, we believe that God honors our prayers as we come and bring our petitions and our supplications before him. There's evidence, glory be to God, of God moving mightily through the weapon of prayer. So I see it in my life, and I know there's evidence in your life that there's power in prayer. Hallelujah. You ought to rejoice over that alone. So many people in our world don't understand the power of prayer, but Jesus said men ought to pray without ceasing. That means don't stop praying. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we thank God for prayer. Jesus left us this wonderful, wonderful thing that we can communicate with God through the power of prayer.
Yeah.
I want to read a verse of scripture, a few verses coming from the book of Acts before we go into prayer tonight, and we're going to open up the phone lines later on in the broadcast. But Acts chapter 10, looking at the life of Cornelius very quickly, but I'm going to start reading from the 30th verse, Acts chapter 10, verse 30. And if you have your Bible, you can read along with me. It says, and Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Peter, Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. The curse was broken off of Cornelius' family, and his entire household got saved, sanctified, born again, baptized believers through the power of the prayer of Cornelius. One man made a difference through his prayer life for his entire family. And I decree and declare over every life tonight as we come here on Tuesday nights, God is going to do a supernatural work in our families. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost already. The Bible says Cornelius prayed and gave money and alms unto the people of God. He was a righteous man, but he was not saved. His family was not saved. But Cornelius prayed, and God honored his prayer. God honored his giving. And he said in this verse that my entire household is here to hear what God has to say through you, Peter, because I know God has given you a word for us. And the story goes on to say that Peter baptized them with water as they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they got saved on that day. So our prayers are effective and powerful. Cornelius prayed and God honored his prayers. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, even in the spirit of Cornelius, we are praying for our families. We're praying for marriages, and we're praying for children and parent relationships. We're praying for extended families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our relatives, hallelujah, cousins and aunties and uncles. We're praying tonight for grandparents, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our niece and our nephews and our second and third and first cousins, Lord. We're praying for the extended family in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. We are praying for the family to be restored. We are praying that the focus and the spotlight be put back on the family. The devil is a liar. He's trying to divide family. He's trying to divide marriages. He's trying to divide parents and their children. But we're putting the devil up under our feet on tonight, and we're saying, Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus, call families back together. We're praying tonight that you strengthen the family, even during this holiday season, where families will come together, where families will travel, where families will come together and break bread together. In the name of Jesus, let this holiday season be different. Glory be to God. Let the presence of the Holy Ghost and the presence of Jesus be in every household represented in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord, hallelujah, as Cornelius prayed, and God honored and heard his prayers. We're praying for the family. We're praying for our children, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The curse is broken. We plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over our children, over our grandchildren, even if there's a great-grandparent on the line tonight, over your great-grandchild. God said, I'm going to bless to the third and fourth generation of those that love me. Oh, I feel the power of God. On those that love me, I'm going to bless the fourth and third generation. Hallelujah. Through the prayers of those who love me in their lifetime. So, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, like Paul said, what can separate us from the love of God? Hallelujah. Don't let nothing separate you. Oh, I feel this thing. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. It said those who have been called by God according to his purpose, who love God, there's nothing in this world that can separate us. No bills and no amount of debt. There is no ungodliness in the earth realm that can separate us from the love of God. So right now, Lord, I pray for an increased relationship with you, God, through your son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you that God has reconciled us to God the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor, even as Cornelius fasted and prayed, yes, God yes. honored him. Yes. We fast and pray. The first 21 days of every year, we go on a fast. But Cornelius fasted, and he turned down his plate, and he believed God through fasting and prayer. Yes. Jesus said, this kind only comes out by fasting and prayer. What is it that you need that has not changed? God is saying, fast and pray and believe me on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray for New Creation Church. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. The word at our church was is already done. Yeah. So we pray, Lord, that we receive it by faith tonight yeah. that it's already done. If God said it, that settles it. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us to believe your word. Yes. Help us to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for heavenly language. I thank you for the gift of tongues, the gift of interpretation. I thank you for that person on this prayer line that has the gift of healing in their hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, stir up the gift of God that you have placed in every person on this prayer line. In the mighty name of Jesus, the kingdom suffered violence, but the violence taken by force. Pastor told us Sunday, oh, this not going to come easy. You got to fight the good fight of faith in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for those who pressed their way to prayer on tonight. I thank you for every caller that dialed in and stand in the need of prayer. I thank you that you strengthened them tonight spiritually in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, give them an anointing that would destroy every yoke Give them supernatural ability tonight. Hallelujah for breakthrough. Pastor, somebody going to get a breakthrough tonight. I said tonight you're going to break through. Not tomorrow, but tonight you're going to break through. You ought to receive that by faith right now. Lift up your hands in your living room. Lift up your hands in your bedroom. Lift up your hands in your automobile, because breakthrough has come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy thought he had you bound. The enemy thought he had you trapped. But tonight you are broken free. You have broken free in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Wow. So, Lord, we thank you for liberty tonight.
Yes.
We thank you in the name of Jesus, whom the Son has set free.
Jesus.
Is free indeed.
Yes, God.
So I thank you, Lord, for the freed up people of God tonight. I thank you that no weapon formed against them.
God.
We'll be able to prosper. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As we approach, Lord, the spirit of Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving holiday on next week, I thank you that we have a spirit of Thanksgiving on tonight and an attitude of gratitude. We thank you for the roof over our head last night. We thank you for the clothing that's on our bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the regulation of our thoughts. Hallelujah. We thank you for the activity of our limbs on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that we still have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that you're not done with us yet, because he who has begun a good work in us shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So let God work on you. Let Jesus work on you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah, remove everything that's not of you tonight. We repent tonight. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, for our sins known and unknown. We ask for forgiveness tonight, and we stand in a spirit of repentance, Lord. We come with humble hearts on tonight, saying, Lord, forgive us, hallelujah. So, Lord, glory be to God. Turn, hallelujah. David said, against you, turn from my transgressions, turn from my iniquity. I've only sinned against you, God. So right now we repent, Lord. We turn in the name of Jesus for falling short of the glory. We turn right now in the name of Jesus, and we say, Lord, forgive us our trespasses, and help us to forgive those who have come against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up that envious spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of hatred and that spirit of competition that's in the church of the living God. We bind up that coveting spirit that's trying to covet the blessings that people are receiving from God. We bind up that jealous Jezebel spirit. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, help your people tonight not to be jealous and not to covet and not to compete in the name of Jesus. So we bind that spirit up, Lord, that spirit of witchcraft where Christians are trying to curse other Christians. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, you said in your word, they'll know that we are your disciples, our love for one another. And the enemy have deceived many believers on tonight. And we bind them up right now that you will open the eyes of the blind tonight. You will open up their spiritual understanding and let them know that they have been deceived in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as I give this prayer line to my wife, the Apostle Paul said, who bewitched you? Who tricked you? Who deceived you? You ran well, and now you are deceived. So we pray for the backslider tonight. Pastor, I'm sensing that somebody not on this prayer line necessarily, but we're praying for the backslider.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're praying tonight for that saint that have been hurt by another saint.
Yes, God.
We're praying in the name of Jesus for the person who've been discouraged in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for every person on this prayer line. Thank you that their eyes have not seen, their ears have not heard. It hasn't even entered into their hearts, the plans that you have for them, the prosperity that you have in mind for them. the blessings and the kind of success that they're going to walk in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we bind up every spirit that's not of you, every spirit that's trying to come against this prayer line, every witch, every warlock, every spirit of the Antichrist, in the name of Jesus. And every sick person under the sound of my voice, I decree and declare you are healed by the stripes and the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. For this day, O God. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. God, we touch and agree, Father God. Hallelujah. With the prayers that have already gone forth, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being in our midst. You said where two or more are gathered in your name, that you will be in our midst. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, that you hear our prayers and that you answer our prayers, God. Lord, we love you tonight. We bless your name. We worship you on tonight. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. We break every yoke. We destroy and demolish every yoke of the devil in the name of Jesus. We declare total victory over every life under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. We declare that we are the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath. Hallelujah. The lender and not the borrower, the redeemed of the Lord and not sinners. Oh God, we declare and decree that we are saved by your grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that flows over our lives, the lamb that was slaughtered for our sins. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for sustaining us. We thank you, Lord, for delivering us. We thank you, Lord, for having a plan for our lives to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. Lord, we love you today. We love you. We need you. We worship you. We need you more than our necessary bread, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our lives. We bind up the hand of the enemy. Jesus. We bind up the hand of the enemy right now coming against your people. We declare, God, you said you would make even our enemies to be at peace with us, oh God. So even as my husband has prayed, oh God, as we, Father God, Lord, know, Lord, that when you have called us for greater, when you have called us, oh God, to lift up your name, when you have called us to live in holiness, oh God, when you have called us to go forth and preach this gospel, you have called us to evangelize and Father God, snatch them from the pit of hell, God, from the fires of hell. Lord, we know that it does not come without a fight. We know that it does not come without a battle, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have victory in Jesus, oh God. And we bind up every opposing force that's coming against your people. So many people that come on this prayer line on a regular basis, and even the warfare that they've been going through, God, we declare victory over their lives right now, and we stop the hands of Satan in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. My God, there's breakthrough, Pastor. I just felt breakthrough. You said that there was a breakthrough. There's some people, and I just feel such a, it's like a, there was a, like a hindering spirit. My God, I bind up that hindering spirit. I come against the spirit of, like my husband already prayed, of the Antichrist, that spirit that's coming against God's people, the spirit that's trying to come against the plan of God for your life. We bind it up. We declare that no weapon formed against you can prosper. We declare that you already have the victory, and those who are fighting against you are fighting against God. And, Lord, we call unity in your church. We cast out every demon in the pew, my God, in the name of Jesus, every demon that's trying to occupy the vessels of your people in the pew. We cast every demon out, and we declare victory, my God, even over the lives of those who are possessed and my God, oppressed by the devil. In the name of Jesus, we cast out every demon spirit, every opposed spirit, every dark spirit, in the name of Jesus, and we declare victory in Jesus.
We speak over your households. We speak over your finances. We speak over your vehicles. We speak over your children. We speak victory over your children. We speak blessings over your household. We speak blessings over your money. We speak blessings over your marriage. My God, we speak blessings over your children in the name of Jesus. We speak blessings over your parents. In Jesus' name, over your endeavors, my God, as you go back to school, as you,
yes.
My God, hallelujah, as you obey God and do what he called you to do, my God, the ministry that God has called you to do, my God, we speak blessings over you right now. We speak a fresh anointing being poured out from the prayer line, fresh oil being released on your life in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Mama Moko Shelleke Shana Mama. And we praise you. Nana Moko Shella. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding as your people continue to trust in you. I hear God saying,
Amen. Speak, Lord.
I hear God saying, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in me. Trust also in trust in God. Trust also in me. I hear the Lord Jesus saying, let not your heart be troubled. I hear God saying trouble doesn't last always.
Woo.
And this too shall pass. There's somebody under the sound of my voice and you've been through much affliction. It seems like you, everywhere you go, there's an obstacle and people are just coming against you. Everywhere you go, you find yourself hitting up. Seems like you're coming up against a brick wall, and it seems like you got so much warfare. And God is saying that just like the people of Israel, the more they afflict you, the more he's going to multiply you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, Jesus. I feel that word. I've received that word for myself. I've received that word for myself. The more they afflict you, the more God's going to multiply you. The more he's going to increase you. The more God is going to bless you. The more God is going to use you for his glory. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't look back. Don't surrender to the devil and to the wiles of the devil. Keep the faith. Believe in God. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Oh, my God, don't be afraid of the warfare. Don't be afraid of their faces. Set your face like flint, my God. Greater are they that are with you than they that are against you, my God. Greater are they that are with you than they are that are against you. And greater is he that is in you. The he that is coming against you, the devil's weaponry, the devil's plans, the devil's tactics will not prosper. The devil has no power in your life. God wants you to hear. He told me to cry loud and spare not, and just to put the devil on blast. To let you know that you have already won the victory. It does not mean that the battle will not wage, but it means that you have already won in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. After you've done all to stand in the power of his might. This thing is not going to take you out. When the waters come, they will not overtake you.
Ooh.
The fires will not burn you. Not one hair of your head will be singed. You will not even smell like smoke when you come up out
come
of
on.
This. Hallelujah. 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 The wilderness and the storms of life will not overtake you, will not consume you. Hallelujah. You're coming out of this, and you're coming out alive. You're coming out with victory. You're coming out with a praise. You're coming out with power. You're coming out with joy. You're coming out with peace. You're coming out. You're coming out, and God is getting the glory. Hallelujah. You're going to come out of this. Hallelujah. This too shall pass. My God, the Bible says, and it came to pass. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It didn't come to stay. It came to make you. It came to break you. My God, God sent it to make you. The devil sent it to break you. But it did not come to stay. Day. It came to pass. Hallelujah. God is taking you through. Hallelujah. He's taking you through this time to bring you to your appointed place. God is bringing you to your appointed place. There is a place. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a place in this earth realm that God has appointed for you. Hallelujah. There is a destiny. There is a destination. Ooh. Oh, glory.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That God has written in his plans for you since you were a twinkle in your mother's eyes. Before he sent you here, he wrote the plan. David said, before I lived the day, all of my numbers were written in your book. God already wrote it out. He already worked it out. Oh, you got to hear God. We so often try to figure things out, but God says, stop trying to figure it out. He says, I have already worked it out, and I've worked it out for your good. Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. And
that.
The call according to his purpose. Hallelujah. You got to know. God says, I need you to know. I need you to have that confidence. I need you to put your faith in me. I need you to increase in your confidence. I need you to have a conviction. I need you to have the faith that says, my God will not fail me. Hallelujah. God is calling for you to increase your faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because God says to you on today, even as we begin to open up the phone lines, you have to hear God on today. So many people want you to sit down. They want you to shut up. They want you to water down your praise. They want you to turn your shout into a whisper. They want you to not live holy. They want you to compromise your faith. They tell you it doesn't take all of that, but they don't know the oil. They don't know the anointing that's on your life. They don't know the plan that God has for you. They don't know what God has done for you. They don't know that the warfare that you've had to endure. They don't know the hell that you've been through. They don't know what God has done for you. They don't know your whole testimony. Hallelujah. They don't know the sleepless nights and the cold winters. They don't know the complications and the struggle, oh my God, that you have endured and that you're enduring right now. They don't know the times that you had to laugh to stop from crying, to keep yourself from crying. They don't know the struggle, but God says, I know what you're going through. I know what you've been through. God says, I've been carrying you. And God says, I'm going to continue to bring you through. I'm bringing you to your appointed place. I'm bringing you to your own personal promised land. My God, I didn't get on here to prophesy, but I feel it so strongly that there are these three people here, hallelujah, that felt like giving up, and God is saying, don't quit.
Destiny.
Hallelujah.
Destiny.
He says, you are on the brink of destiny.
Destiny.
That's it, Pastor. That's
destiny.
Confirmation.
Destiny.
You are destined to prosper.
Yeah.
You're destined to succeed.
Yeah.
You're destined to save. My God, thousands of souls have been appointed to your life. So many will be saved and come into the kingdom because of your zeal and your fervor. Don't bow down. Don't bow. Don't bow because of the fiery furnace. Do not bow. So God just wants you to know that as you hold on to the faith, he's holding on to you. And he's bringing you to your appointed place. So, Father, we just thank you and we praise you as we open up the phone lines. We thank you for each person that's here. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for, Father God, everything that you're doing. And even as we do personal intercession, touch people around the world, Father God. Deal with those ISIS terrorists and deal with, Father God, those, Father God, who are, Father God, being treacherous in the land and deal with the enemies, Father God, of the cross. And Father God, we ask, Father God, that you give peace to the family of Dr. Miles Monroe. And God, we ask, Father God, that you touch our president and keep him. Oh, God, we ask, Father God, that you bless every church that's open in your name, in Jesus' name. And we thank you especially for blessing New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for increase, oh God. We thank you for multiplying the numbers of people who come through the doors, God, for a greater impact for your kingdom, so that we can save more souls and change more lives, God, and restore more families, oh God, and impact more communities, God. So, Lord, we thank you that by doing all this, we'll be able to turn the world upside down. So we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, and we pray for increase in their house. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. Well, we're going to open the phone lines. Press 1 on your device. Pastor says your device, amen. Press 1 on your phone device if you want to talk to us, if you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, if you want to pray for us, amen. We invite you to be a part of this time of intercession, amen. God bless you, amen.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We thank God for every caller tonight. Again, press 1 on your phone if you want to be put on the air. A prayer request, a praise report, whatever's on your heart tonight, we know that as we touch and agree, God will get the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Area code 908. We thank God for you tonight.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Jeronette.
Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
God. Sister Jeronette, amen.
Amen. I just call for prayer, that's all.
Well, amen. To God be the glory, to God be the glory. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for our dear Sister Jeronette. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your daughter in Zion, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you will bless her and that you will keep her in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life. Cover her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover her household. Glory be to God. Cover, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even as she moved forward by faith. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are ordering her steps through your word in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just cover her with prayer tonight because you said with two or more gathered in your name, you be in the midst. So we believe, hallelujah, you're already dispatching angels. You are already opening doors that no man can shut. You are already, hallelujah, positioning her for favor in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that no weapon formed against her will be able to prosper. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that she'll continue to praise you, continue to worship you, continue to magnify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. As she gives you the highest praise, the hallelujah on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, move mountains, make miracles happen, manifest your word in her life in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you. Glory be to God. Breakthrough. We thank you for the manifestation of miracles in her life in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank you, hallelujah,
thank you,
Lord,
hallelujah.
That a release of increase is coming
hallelujah.
Her way. A release of increase is in
hallelujah.
Her house. A release of
thank
increase
you,
and abundance and overflow,
thank
glory
hallelujah.
Be to God, is her portion
you,
in this season.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, she received it by faith right now.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord,
thank
even
you,
as you still your word.
Hallelujah.
You said you watch over your word to perform it.
Yes, Lord.
So I thank you, Lord, as she see the performance of your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
That it would just increase her relationship with you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank
I hear
God.
The Lord saying to you, as you draw near to him, he's going to draw near to you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
you,
be to God. That's
hallelujah.
Through prayer. That's through his word. That's through worship. You already know, as you draw near to God, God is coming closer to you.
Yes.
And that's a powerful place to be.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the presence
thank
of God.
You,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord are yea and amen. And we thank God. Hallelujah. That abundance is your portion in this season. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we thank God for our dear sister on tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're going to continue to take calls in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. And I don't know what it was that I saw as you were praying for Sister Jeronette. I saw growth. I saw things growing. I saw growth. You know, it was green, like a harvest, like green growth, good growth. Amen. And
harvest.
Hallelujah. That God's bringing good growth into your life. Hallelujah. And He's bringing a harvest into your life, a wealth. It's a wealth of blessings that are coming into your life. It's just things just shooting out from you. God is just releasing things to you and through you. Yeah, sprouting up. That's it. My God, there was a sprouting. That's it. My God, there's a sprouting taking forth in your life. And as Pat said earlier, it's coming out of you. My God.
Hallelujah.
And that's what God is saying, that everything I have for you,
hallelujah,
I've already put in you. My
thank
God.
You,
hallelujah. Everything, God said, everything that I have for you,
hallelujah,
I've already put in you.
Thank
my
you,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So what's in you, my God,
hallelujah,
is getting ready to produce.
Thank you,
God. My God. Oh, glory. My God.
Hallelujah.
In you is getting
thank
ready
you,
to
Jesus.
Produce. My God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus,
thank
hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
My God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
God says, I have given you the ability to get well, hallelujah, and it's coming out of you, my God,
hallelujah,
it's sprouting out of you,
hallelujah,
it's already done, oh, my God, it's already done, that's the word you preached on Sunday, Pastor, it's already done, I hear the Lord saying, it's already done, and Sister Jeronette, you can't, people can't see it, but there's a sensing, there's a, oh, glory, none of there's a confirmation in your spirit of this word because you are sensing what God is doing in your life, and you can't see it in the natural, but it's taking place in the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And let's get ready to be a natural release that's
thank
going to
Jesus.
Be equivalent to what's going on in the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Thank
it's
you,
not
Jesus.
Little. It's a lot
thank
because
you,
of the affliction. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because of the trials. Because
hallelujah.
Of the persecution. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't even understand why it's been so great a war. And God says, because that's how great the blessing is. That's how great the assignment is on your life that I have for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because at the end of the day, they're going to look upon you and give me the glory. My
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
God.
God be the
hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus, a new thing. God's doing a new thing in you. And like Pastor said, as you continue to cultivate in the spiritual realm, things
hallelujah.
Are getting manifest in the natural.
Hallelujah.
So what you're doing, I just sense a newness. There's a newness all around you, and it's a harvest. It's harvest. It's increase. It's production.
Hallelujah.
You're producing, my God, all around you. So I'm looking forward to the. We're looking forward to the praise report that's coming.
Hallelujah.
For. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Amen. Keep praying. Keep trusting.
Yes.
Keep believing God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, throw not away your confidence. And Pastor, you prophesied that thing earlier in the name of Jesus. There's a conviction. There's a knowing.
Yeah.
That there's
yeah.
a knowing on
yeah.
this line tonight.
Yeah.
So we know that all things work together
Jesus.
For our good. And there's a knowing and there's a conviction. And we thank God, hallelujah, for our commitment toward the things of God. We're going to continue to take calls tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Area code 270, we thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for another Tuesday night prayer service. Thank God for the power in prayer. Thank God for New Creation Christian Ministries with Pastor Anthony Simmons and his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And I thank God. I come with the attitude of gratitude. I thank God for
ooh.
New Creation Christian Ministry. I just thank God for y'all faithfulness. I thank God for the power in prayer. Each and every day giving y'all a fresh anointing, empowering
yeah.
y'all for kingdom work. I thank God for giving y'all a pastoral anointing. I thank God for allowing y'all to humbly receive what God chose y'all for. Regardless of how many people come in on this prayer line with faith, y'all do as the Father has ordered y'all. And I want to thank you, Jesus, for them. And at this time, I just give a praise report for the power in prayer. Y'all prayed for my sister, Kathy Pinnell, and God worked it out. Y'all prayed for the church in West Virginia. God worked it out.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Anthony spoke a word for the sisters from Tennessee, and God gave them the job that they stood in need of. It's just the power of prayer, and we know we should pray without ceasing. And I want to thank God for the both of you, because we at the Rock Church in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, we stand in the gap for New Creation Ministry. And
Hallelujah.
I ask of you to stand in the gap for us. And I ask of you to continue with consistency in what God has you doing. Because of your faith in God and your obedience, God is going to continue to bless you bountifully. The church in Hillside, New Jersey, will never lack nothing, because God will continue to open the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And Jared, I thank God for that spirit in you, just pressing your way on in the name of Jesus with your consistency. Regardless of what the circumstances hold, just continue to be consistent in what God has spoke to you to do. Because whatever the enemy is doing, God has already gave you an increase, because God give you good out of whatever he tried to make bad in your life. For every good thing God is doing with you, the enemy had a counterfeit. But the enemy is already in bondage. And we know those demonic attacks system against you, destroyed in the name of Jesus. Because our pastor, as I consider him right now, he's my pastor on Tuesday night, Pastor Anthony Simmons, spoke a word from the Lord. All of those demonic assignments and attacks are destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ, who ruled and reigned. And I thank you, Father, for allowing us to be united in the spiritual realm, Father. I don't know them in the natural, but I know them in the spiritual realm. Because your word says, child the spirit by the spirit. In the spirit that they have, I have. In the spirit that's in me, it's in them. In the spirit that we hold as one, it's greater than the spirit that's in the world.
Yes.
The enemy is already defeated, Father. And I want to thank you again for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I want to thank you for using them bountifully, Father. I want to thank you for allowing them to be faithful to your voice, Father. I want to thank you, Father, for appointing and anointing them, Father. And I want to ask you, Father, to increase their territory, Father. Just open up the floodgates of heaven, Father. The same thing you did at the Nia's house, Father. An unsaved man, Father. You will do at the Simmons household, the ones that are sold out and saved by you, Christ Jesus. Just continue to pour out your spirit upon them, Father. Have your way with them, Father.
Yes.
Continue to lead and guide them, Father. Order their steps by your word, Father. Your word says, oh, Jesus, your word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, Father. Continue to use them to your glory. Give them supernatural integrity, Father. Continue to anoint and appoint them, Father. Continue to lead and guide them by your word, Father. And you know their heart, Father. They are faithful, Father, and they will be there to your voice. Continue to use them to your glory and have your way in their life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I exalt. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Christian ministry, Father. We are standing in the gap at the Rock Church, and I ask that you to allow them to do the same for us, Father. Thank you for the power and prayer, Father. They spoke it and it came to be because of the faith that they have in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory, my God,
hallelujah. The power of God spoken through our brother, our minister, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless him. Continue to use him in the name of Jesus. Thank you for his zeal. Thank you for his passion. Thank you for his conviction in the name of Jesus. I thank you, hallelujah, even as he has that spirit, Lord, that zeal for the things of God. It would be contagious. It would be contagious in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. He said, Glory be to God. Test the spirit by the spirit. And not knowing each other in the natural, in the spirit, we are connected in the name of Jesus. And we don't take no credit. God gets all the glory through prayer in the name of Jesus. Even as he noted, hallelujah, I lost count the power of prayer in the name of Jesus. God gets all the glory. We're just humble servants in the name of Jesus. So continue to bless our dear brother in the name of Jesus. And we receive that our church is not going to lack anything. Our personal household is not going to lack anything in the name of Jesus. So we thank you tonight once again for speaking into our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you for the power of prayer.
Glory be to God. May God continue to bless you and keep you, my brother, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every need being met.
Thank you. It's all about you.
With every vision that he's given you, they're going to be provision in the name of Jesus. He who wins souls is wise. And I just see so many souls. Some you're going to know about, some you're not going to even know about. But so many souls are going to get into the gates of glory through your life.
Yes.
So keep what you got. Hallelujah. Glory. There's a special anointing on your life. A special anointing on your life.
Hallelujah.
Only placed there by God in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you that no weapon.
Thank you,
yes.
Formed against you,
you,
yes,
will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. And I heard what he prayed, that the curse is broken.
My God.
Every curse,
my God.
Every yoke,
oh,
yes. Every bondage has been destroyed by the blood and the power of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said,
hallelujah.
I have given you power,
hallelujah,
over all,
hallelujah,
the powers of the enemy.
Jesus, my Lord, I love you, Lord.
And receive that by faith tonight.
You,
God has given you power over all the power of the enemy.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're a
Jesus,
powerful man of God.
Yes.
And God's going to use you mightily,
yes,
in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I thank glory be to God, even as he's spoken to our lives concerning the creation, even concerning our personal household.
Yes, God.
I thank you, God, using you once again,
yes,
on this prayer line in the name of,
yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And as you were praying, I saw Brother Jamal, I saw him traveling, and as he was traveling, I saw, it's like a cloak, and God showed me that he has dropped a prophetic anointing on your life, hallelujah. There's a prophetic anointing that you've been walking under for a long time, and you didn't understand it, but God has connected you to this prophetic line to stir up the gift, and even the people that you're around at the Rock Church, God has stirred up the He's stirring up the gift of God. He has sent you there. God has sent you by divine appointment, hallelujah, to begin to stir up and cultivate and nurture and increase, my God, hallelujah, what he has put on the inside of you. And I even see you, while, my God, with the anointing of a Benny Hinn, as he used to operate in the anointing of the laying on of hands for healing, for divine healing. I saw people being healed, my God, under your ministry. Hallelujah. I see you praying and fasting, my God, and asking God for more. I see deep calling unto deep, and that you're not walking in the natural, that you have tapped into the supernatural realm, and deep is calling unto deep, and you're,
hallelujah,
asking God for more, and you're not satisfied with the status quo, and the ordinary isn't enough for you anymore, and there's a yearning on the inside of you, and God is saying, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's a fresh infilling and a fresh a release of fresh oil. God took you out of a stagnant, stale environment. I don't know what exactly what was going on, but God released you. And God says, let the past be past. My God. Hallelujah. God says, I need you to walk in the spirit of forgiveness. He says, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. Even though there had to be separation, God is saying that. He said that he's speaking to you about, I hear God speaking about restoration. He says, even though there had to be separation, there will be restoration. And God is restoring to you, my brother, everything that the devil tried to steal from you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So as you continue to walk in obedience, as you continue to open your mouth, as you continue to say what thus says the Lord, there's going to be an even greater revelation, my God, of my plan for your life, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I just see a swooping down. I see God swooping down on you and just puffing you with his feathers. Wow. Wow. My God,
thank
just
you.
Embracing you and covering you with his
thank
feathers. And as he covers you, he's filling you. There's a fresh infilling taking place. My God. Hallelujah. I have not seen, nor has heard, nor has it entered into your mind or your heart the things which the Lord has in store for you. My God. So you just continue, like my pastor, your pastor said, continue to believe in God, to trust God, and continue to stay in God's face, because you haven't seen anything yet. God's going to show his glory through you. God's going to show his glory through you. Through you, yeah, yeah. You're going to make, you're not concerned about God making your name great, but you're going to make his name great amongst many who don't believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for you tonight.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. He operates from another realm.
Yeah, he's in another
realm. There are realms and dimensions in God, and you're going to be misunderstood by people, but as Pastor said, I see you traveling, and like you said, signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. And as you said, Pastor, there's going to be mighty healings and miracles brought through his ministry.
Yeah.
Even as he travels and invited to different houses, I see just mighty things working and operating through this vessel that God has raised up in this season. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to take calls, but I thank God in the kingdom there are different realms and different dimensions, and I thank God, hallelujah, that our brother, glory be to God, has tapped in, hallelujah, to a powerful dimension in God. In the name of Jesus. Area code 678, we thank God for you tonight. God bless you. 678.
God bless you, and I thank God for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. And I received that word you gave earlier in Jesus' name. I just want to say it's true what they say. The closer you get to God, the more the enemy tries to fight against you. And I've been experiencing that for the past 2 weeks. And like I had mentioned one time, but I know that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper, because I could just feel it just hitting my body and just sliding right off and just hitting my body and jumping right off. So I really thanking God, because he's the one that's fighting those battles for me. And I could feel it just falling. I could just feel it. I could just see it. I could feel it coming from all different directions to me. But I'm staying humble, and I'm trying to just do the right thing, because I know that God is there fighting my battle. And as I was trying to get on the prayer line, I couldn't get on it. I tried my phone. I tried my cell phone. And then I started pressing 1, and it wouldn't come out. So I know that the devil is a liar, and I rebuke him in Jesus' name. The only thing I'm calling about today is that I really want to pray for peace all over the world now that the holidays are coming, and so much is happening in this world. And I like for you to pray for peace among everybody in this world, that we could just all get together and, you know, just be peaceful.
Amen. We're definitely going to lift that up before the Lord. But even as you said in your personal life,
you see sometimes the intensified warfare that surrounds your life personally. The word says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And spiritual warfare is a real thing. But I thank God that you said you already got the victory, and you see God protecting
you. Amen. You see
his angels guarding and covering you. Even though the enemy comes in like a flood, God continues to raise up a standard in your life. So I thank God that you continue to trust and put your faith in God. Pastor said it earlier, let not your heart be troubled. So I see you at peace. I see you resting and not worrying. I see you continuing to pray to God. Even like you said, the last few weeks have been rough, but you know you got the victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let us
pray.
Amen. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Even hallelujah, Father. She might be in a storm, might be in warfare, but we thank you in the name of Jesus that you continue to cover her with a hedge, that nothing can penetrate her life in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you guard her household, you guard her son, and everything pertains to her life and livelihood and godliness in the name of Jesus. Thank you for provisions, Lord, being her portion. Thank you that you keep her healthy in the name of Jesus. Your word says you wish above all things that she prosper, be in good health, even as her souls prosper. So, Lord, even as we see evidence of even her getting a gift of tongues earlier in this year, getting a heavenly language, you are increasing her spiritually and naturally in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for Sister Maria tonight. We thank you for her life. Hallelujah, Lord. Continue to bless her. Even as she has on her heart the world at large, praying for peace during this holiday season, Lord. So much violence in our culture. We thank you, Lord, for peace over every family, peace over the land, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even wars and rumors of wars, we speak peace right now, and we bind up violence. We bind up that spirit of murder in the name of Jesus. We bind up hatred, Father. Glory be to God, and prejudice. We bind up in the name of Jesus anything that's not of you. You're a God of peace. You are the Prince of Peace. So we pray right now, Lord, peace throughout the land, peace throughout the world in the name of Jesus, Lord. Peace in the Middle East. I know they say it can't be possible, but we have not because we ask not. So we're asking right now for peace in the Middle East, peace around the world in the name of Jesus. Keep our military personnel safe in the name of Jesus. No more loss of life, Lord, through military force in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, protect our soldiers and our military personnel in the name of Jesus. Our first commander in chief, our president of these United States of America, President Barack Obama, every congressman, every senator, every assemblyman, every governor, Lord, you said pray for those in power. And we pray right now for those who rule in high places, Lord, that you would move their hearts, that you would have godly influence over their decision-making in the name of Jesus. So have mercy on this land. We know that your grace is sufficient. But have mercy, Lord, where mercy is necessary in the name of Jesus. So continue to bless Sister Maria in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, you already got the victory, my dear sister.
Hallelujah.
And keep the faith.
You,
amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. God bless you both.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, it's amazing. When you were first talking, I saw you with the shield, the face, and the fiery darts, like you said, were just falling off of that shield. Hallelujah. God just wants you to just continue to hold up that shield of faith. Do not put down the devil's against your faith. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. There's an attack against your faith, but God says that you continue to hold up that shield. Every fiery dart of the devil has to fall off.
Hallelujah.
Every fiery dart, it will not penetrate, says the Lord. So you keep your song, you keep your praise, you keep your faith, you keep that stamina, and you continue to press. God says continue to press forward, press knowing that there's no weapon
against you
that can prosper.
press, knowing that if God put you out before, he can bring you out again. Press, knowing that this enemy shall not prosper. Press, knowing that greater things are in store for you. Press, knowing that if you do the trials of life on the other side, there's breakthrough. And on the other side of the breakthrough, there are blessings. Hallelujah. I can see you standing, and you have on the full armor of God, like a woman warrior, like those with the whole cover from head to toe, and you're holding up the shield, and the darts are just coming off of you, they're flying off of you, and that shield, God says that armor is protecting your joy, it's protecting your peace, and it's protecting your prosperity. My God, hallelujah. What God has for you, I hear God saying it so loudly. What God has for you is for you. My God.
Lord, hallelujah.
Nobody can take it. Nobody can reverse it. Hallelujah. Nobody can stop it. Nobody can take it. Nobody can reverse it. So right now, we silence every wagging tongue, and we defeat, and we our glory, annihilate, oh glory, hallelujah, every plan of the enemy. And we declare victory over your life, even as you pray for others and pray for world peace. We thank you because you already have the peace of the Lord, and we pray for an even greater increase of peace over your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And I just see God preparing the table in your presence, my God, in the presence of your enemies, and not only for you to gloat, but he's making even those who would be contrary to you to be at peace with you. Hallelujah. So God is doing a new thing, and just watch God as he does what he does. Hold your peace, oh glory, and let the Lord fight your battles. My God, hallelujah. To God be the glory. God's going to do it, but God's getting ready to do something. He's getting ready to do something mighty. It's going to blow
your mind.
Hallelujah. What God is getting ready to do in your life. Hallelujah. There is something that God's getting ready to do. It's going to overwhelm a lot of people that are watching.
Yes, Lord.
It's going to bless you mightily.
Thank you,
just get ready.
Hallelujah.
Because God is at work behind the scenes. I say God is at work behind the scenes. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we love you, Pastor, and I love you, and we thank God for you. Amen.
For both of you. God bless you both.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Have a good night.
Amen. We thank God. We have one more caller tonight. We're going to take this final call. In the name of Jesus, we thank God, Sister Maria, in the name of Jesus. Area code 908. God bless you tonight.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. How are you this evening? God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, the daughter, Sister Lori. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes, wonderful prayer line tonight, as always. Praise God. I'm just asking prayer for strength. I'm very, very tired lately. Can't seem to sleep my full hours. This is the time that my body goes down in the winter, and I'm just praying. I'm asking God to just give me strength for this winter to go through without anything. Body is just tired. I'm just very, very tired. And that's I'm asking for prayer.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name on tonight. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we lift up, hallelujah, your daughter. Hallelujah. Sister Lori, God, we thank you for her life, God. We We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for strengthening her body right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for strength, Father God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life. We bind up Satan right now. We come against every plan of the enemy, oh God, that's trying to weary her, oh God. You said in your word, and grow not weary, oh God, in well-doing, for in due season you will reap a harvest if you faint not, God. So we bind up every plan of the devil right now. We bind up the adversary. We come against the spirit of weariness. We come against the spirit of heaviness. We come against the spirit of insomnia, sleeplessness. We come against that spirit of sleeplessness right now in the name of Jesus. We release peace over her life right now. We release a cloak, a blanket of peace in the name of Jesus that will cover her, oh God, and give her sweet slumber when she lays down to go to sleep tonight. We annihilate every plan of the annihilator. We come against every plan of the devil. We declare that no weapon formed against her can prosper. You said, oh God, that you have given us peace that surpasses all understanding. Let us be anxious for nothing, but cast our cares on you, and you will give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, she belongs to you. So, Lord, we just thank you that even as she goes to work and she goes out in the winter, oh God, that you, Father God, will be with her, that you will give her supernatural strength, that you, Father God, will be the wings which upon she, Father God, that you will carry her upon your wings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your angels encamp about her, oh God. Give her ministry angels right now. We thank you for the release of ministry angels. I feel the anointing being released over your life right now as the ministry angels are ministering to you right now. And God is ministering power to you. He's ministering a fresh anointing. He's ministering peace to you, oh glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for binding up everything that worries her, God, everything that's trying to stress her out, God, everything that's trying to come against her peace, everything that's trying to keep her from sleeping at night. We thank you, Lord, for helping her body. We pray supernatural release and healing over her body right now in the name of Jesus, that her body will not give out, will not shut down, will be able to stand the test of this winter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for supernatural strength, God. We thank you, Lord, for a fresh pouring. We thank you for fresh and filling. We thank you for ruach winds blowing through her home, blowing through her body, blowing through her mind, blowing through her faith, God, blowing through her spirit, man, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh glory, hallelujah. We speak life to every dead situation. In the name of Jesus, we speak hope to every hopeless situation. We speak, oh, glory, provision to every need, every lack, wherever there's lack, God. We thank you for provision. We thank you for opening doors that no man could close. We thank you, Lord, for moving in a supernatural realm, in a supernatural way, God. We thank you that what man said was impossible is possible with you. We pray over her household. We pray over her children. We pray over every one of her children in the name of Jesus. You said your word.
Yes, God.
She was blessed and her children are blessed, God. You said great is the peace of her children, God. Hallelujah. You said her posterity is great, God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we claim these blessings over her household, over her life, over her body, over her spirit, man, over her assignment. Oh, glory, your assignment shall come to pass. Hallelujah. I hear God say delay is not denial. I hear God say no weapon formed against you can prosper. I hear God say he has not put you on the back burner. Hallelujah. I hear God say that he's taking care of every need, my God, every necessity. God says, I am the God of necessities. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He said, I'm the God the provision. Hallelujah. There is a ram in the bush, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a season. Oh, it's just a season. I hear God say it's just a season. Hallelujah. And this too shall pass. God's taking you into, I see you going into a wider place. I see you going from a narrow place to a wider place. It's like the road, as you go, the road is opening up, and it's opening up wider and wider and wider. And so as you look and you're facing out, it's just open, just an open area. It's just wide. God's expanding your borders. Oh, glory. He's expanding your territories. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just a test, says the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I hear God say, you shall pass this test with flying colors. Hallelujah. So there is no failure in you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. There is no back. There's no going back. Hallelujah. Only forward. I just see a sign, and it's in big letters, and it says forward and upward. By God, forward and upward. In the name of Jesus, God's taking you forward. He's advancing you, and he's increasing you, and he's taking you, and he's elevating you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I see you on a stairwell. It's like an escalator going up. It's going up, and you're not moving, but the stairwell is moving, my God. So God says, do not count on your own strength. Do not count on your own ability. Do not look in the natural. Hallelujah. Because this one's not about you. This one's on me, says the Lord. You've done your part now, but do my part, says God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And he's moving you. He's moving you up. He's moving you forward. He's increasing you. Hallelujah. He's moving you into a greater realm in the spiritual realm. Oh, glory. Oh. My God, I see a hunger and a thirst. My God. Hallelujah. And God says, I'm filling you. Stay in your word. Stay in your word. God says, I'm filling. Don't even let weariness stop you. Just if you fall asleep, stay in your word. Stay in your word. Stay in your word. My God, in the name of Jesus, increase. My God, it's Jesus. Eat the word. Oh, my God. Eat the word. I hear God say, eat the word. I see him telling you, the scroll, he has your Bible, and it's to your mouth, and he say, eat the word. Eat the word. Your sustenance is in the word, says the Lord. Eat the word. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I just thank you. Mama, for increase. Increase. Oh, and it's expanding in her belly. God is expanding his word in your belly. In the name of Jesus. And it shall come forth. You shall come forth in Jesus' name. That's pure gold. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My sister, Lord, you be encouraged, amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.
As Pastor prophesied and prayed, and God is clearly saying, through even you calling this prayer line tonight, it's going to be a supernatural manifestation.
Thank you, God.
The word says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
My God.
Yes,
and sometimes our flesh is weak. But your spirit has been ignited tonight. You heard what Pastor said of your life. It's going to be a supernatural manifestation. And I see God, you've been saying it all night, all things working together for your good.
Yes.
Freeing your schedule up, you'll get the proper rest you need.
Yes.
You'll get the activity you need to get closer to God. And we thank God, hallelujah, as you have sweet slumber,
that
you're going to get the proper amount of rest between work and church and family. And everything is going to work together for your good. So even though you said every season this happens, it's going to be a different response this year. I decree and I declare that over your life. It is going to be different this year. Anybody's in Christ is a new creation. So receive that by faith. He's going to do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. So forget the former thing.
Yes,
forget
God.
The former things. This year, your body's going to respond differently. Amen.
My God.
Glory to God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, you have a different response, and you're going to have a different outcome in the name of Jesus.
My God.
Well, we thank God that's our last caller on tonight, and we thank God for everyone on the prayer line tonight.
Yeah.
We thank God for you again. We have service tomorrow night. It's our third Wednesday, and Pastor and I, for the last 2 weeks and months, have been teaching on relationships every third Wednesday in our church. And it's been a blessing, amen, to our congregation and some visiting people that come through periodically.
Yes.
So if you're anywhere in the area, just share the news. If you know anybody going through in their relationship, any engaged couples, anybody who is single or married, it is a blessing as we go into the Word of God and speak, amen, on the topic of relationships and marriage in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you want to purchase our book even, we wrote a book, Making Marriage and Relationships Work. It is a powerful book and is blessing many couples, and we're getting great response from that. But we start at 7:30 tomorrow night, 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Thursday night at 7:30, we have the Restoration Drug and Alcohol of the Most Excellent Way program, tearing down strongholds of addictions of any kind. And Sunday, God has been meeting us mightily on Sundays, 12:30 p.m., New Creation Church, 1482 Maple Avenue. So you see, you have many times to come and worship and fellowship with us in the name of Jesus. Pastor, I want to hear, do you have that, Take Me to the King? To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be all glory.
my arms.